This year's 24 MacArthur Foundation Genius Award recipients include three researchers from our region. Let's learn more about these fellows with WHYY's Mike and Scott. Mike, and thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you.
Now, each newly minted MacArthur Fellow receives $625,000 over 5 years, no strings attached, to continue and further their work. What are the criteria for selection into this league?
You have to do creative work. You have to do important work. You have to look at a problem that affects a lot of people and maybe offer a new solution. So there are people who do different things. There are artists here. There are researchers. There are educators. So it really is a wide range.
And apropos of talking to you, behavioral health reporter, let's focus first on University of Pennsylvania psychologist Angela Duckworth.
Yes, Angela Duckworth has become known as the grit lady, so to say. She focuses her efforts right now on studying grit, and here is how she defines it.
Pluck, stamina, courage, tenacity, perseverance. And I think that the name grit actually connotes everything that we want it to. It's sort of a blend of, you know, being passionate about something, but also sticking through with the effort in addition to that interest.
Now, what is she doing with this notion of grit?
She measures it. She figures out how much grit people have, and then she measures how having grit or not having grit impacts how they work, how successful they are, how they do in school. And what she wants to do next now is to kind of see, can grit be taught? Can it be instilled in people? So here's what she's working on now.
It's all well and good to document what predicts these things statistically, but really what people want to know is, how do we cultivate grit intentionally in children and also adults? How do we cultivate self-control, et cetera? So we're partnering with, at the moment, charter schools like KIPP and Mastery, locally here in Philadelphia as well as elsewhere. What would happen if we took educators and practitioners together with scientists and working on the same problems? That's the vision.
I'm glad she's also doing this for adults. I need to touch up on my grit and self-control. Let's move on to primary care physician Dr. Jeffrey Brenner.
Brenner is the head of the Camden Coalition of Healthcare Providers. He, as you said, is a primary care provider by training, and his basic goal and the goal of his group is to provide better care that is also more cost-effective for people.
And to that end, he's focusing specifically on repeat visitors to emergency rooms in impoverished communities like Camden.
Yeah. So what he figured out is that a very small group of people in Camden are responsible for a very big portion of the healthcare costs. So what he figured out was that people were going to the ER a lot when it's not needed because they didn't have basic care. So what his network is trying to do is bring basic care to people to avoid more costly care in the hospital. So now, for example, one of the high-rises in Camden has a primary care doctor right at the bottom floor and a care facilitator who checks on people and says, hey, did you take your blood pressure medication? How are you feeling? How's your diabetes? So really kind of wrapping care around people, but it's more basic care that is not as expensive.
Also focusing on healthcare is historian and anthropologist Julie Livingston up at Rutgers.
Yes, she is. That is a strange combination of skills, right? Historian, public health, and anthropology. And she uses these skills to understand how care is delivered in other places and in other periods of time, and then to kind of see what kinds of solutions might apply to us here and today. She has written a lot about cancer patients in Africa, and I talked to her today. She now wants to focus her work on understanding suicide and suicide prevention.
Mike, and we're too late for 2013. Get me an application for the 2014 prize.
Will do, Dave. Thank you.
WHYY's Mike and Scott on NewsWorks tonight.